Now you will hear the talk again. Listen to a talk at a conference about ecotourism.
Good morning. My name is Henry Rogers, and I'm the CEO of Ethical Tours Limited, a tourism company specializing in what's known as ecotourism. I'll be speaking today about tourism in general, but more specifically about ecotourism. I'd like to start by giving you some statistics. Globally, today's tourism industry is huge. It provides 230 million jobs. And no wonder, the number of tourists has been growing steadily. In 1950, there was an estimated 25 million tourists. By 2005, that had grown to 800 million. The current forecast is for a whopping 1.5 billion tourists in 2020. Ecotourism is the fastest growing segment of the tourism industry. Since the 1990s, it's been growing from anywhere between 20 and 34% per year, three times faster than the industry as a whole. Ecotourism is unquestionably the engine behind the tourism industry's growth. It's not just the spectacular growth rate that makes ecotourism so important to the industry. It's also the fact that ecotourists spend more on their vacations, anywhere from 2 to 20 times as much as ordinary mass tourists. So, just what is ecotourism? As you might imagine, the eco in ecotourism is short for ecological. The International Ecotourism Council defines ecotourism as traveling to natural areas to learn more about them or to help preserve them, while at the same time improving the welfare of the local people, all in a sustainable manner. Ecotourism, then, is concerned with uniting education, conservation, communities, and sustainable travel. So, this all sounds great so far, but, and you knew there had to be a but coming, didn't you? Ecotourism does have some negative consequences. Now, before I get into that, does anyone have any questions?